Okay, here we are this afternoon at Apex House, and I've got with me Richard of the Down Not Out news agency. Sub-editor, no less.
Yes, indeed.
Hi. Can you tell us a little bit about what we've been doing here today?
Well, we've had our first kind of big training exercise with you, Simon, as coordinator, and personally I think it's been extremely valuable. We've kind of gone through a template of how to do an article, and you've taken us through the whys and the hows and broken it down, and we've also done a kind of basic exercise as well, and I thought that was very valuable for everybody. I learned a lot.
So. Good. And how do you think you're going to put that into practice over the next kind of period of time?
Well, the key to all of these things is kind of you learn by doing. I mean, I found for myself that, you know, you've got the flip camera, you're interviewing me. I found that having a flip camera and just going and sort of interviewing people and standing there and doing it is the key to success. So you've really got to practice. Practice makes perfect. And it's a case of taking the exercise, going home, getting a newspaper, having a go, bringing it back, being prepared to fail, being prepared to sort of show everybody what you've done. But the real key to it is to keep doing it, and you get better as you go along. And I'm pretty sure that with your advice and your support, that's going to be the key to our success. So.
Yeah, one of the things we've tried to do is make the session a little bit more interactive and a little bit more fun, rather than having to be dictated by, you know, deadlines. Do you think that's an important change?
Well, I think a big change is having kind of everybody together in one room and having a team spirit and having people having a laugh together and it being very relaxed. So, you know, as you say, we've had before, we've had a deadline, we've had a magazine to do, and it's been us, the sub-editors, pressurising people and going out and getting the content. For me, that's never been good enough. If we can have something that's more like a kind of jolly get-together and no pressure and a constant stream of output, that's very much what we're looking for.
And we talked a little bit about, you know, using media that's more kind of audio-based, didn't we, to base kind of written articles on.
Sure.
And we also considered kind of levels of literacy throughout Leicestershire and within certain groups in the community. Do you think it's important to capture information in various kinds of media?
I think so. I think simplicity is the key. I think that it's not to be frightened of it. And also, you know, yes, we've got an audience. And going back to this template, the idea is to, I mean, to use the words of the gentleman to my left, who I'm not sure if he can show, he's actually recording me as well, Mr. Costa. He came in and he said, use the words, keep it simple, stupid. And I think that's the key. Keep it simple.
We're not talking to you specifically.
No. We're not saying people are stupid. We're not saying people who kind of look at our stuff have got intelligence problems or anything. But what we want is something that's simple and is effective, and people can, you know, get content from different places, but also go onto our website, and that's great.
I think that's a vernacular way of saying, you know, make it easy to understand for everybody
too
and accessible.
Too damn right. Sorry, I shouldn't have spoken, but too right.
And for next week, we've set a little bit of a task for next week, you know, maybe working on a kind of news in brief for yourself. Have you got any particular subject that you might be interested in looking at?
Me, no. I mean, the way I'm going to do it is I've got a news agent that's pretty much next door to where I live, and all the stuff is laid out, and Leicester Mercury is there. So often it's just a case of, that's the way I'm going to do it, just pick up a Leicester Mercury, leaf through it, and see what kind of comes to me, and then I'll use it. And for everybody else, I hope they do the same thing.
Yeah. But you do have an interesting and important article or an interview this week, haven't you?
Oh, I see. You've been sort of, that's what you've been angling at, right? Okay. No, yes. I mean, I've got somebody from Shelter next week, a guy called Chris Poole. He runs the Sharp Centre at, he's one of the main characters at the Sharp Centre on Welford Road. And I'm going to want his comments on, you know, the homeless strategy that's going the rounds at the moment. We've talked to the mayor, we've talked to just about everybody, so I want his opinion as well.
Richard, thanks for the interview today, and good luck with the interview next week.
Cheers, Simon. Thanks a lot.